Daniel Kurtzer is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel under President Bush. He was ambassador to Egypt under President Clinton. He teaches Middle East policy studies now at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School. Ambassador Kurtzer is in Israel. He joins us from there. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
Mr. Ambassador, let me ask you about what is being undertaken by Israel now, a cross-border raid and two soldiers taken prisoner by Hezbollah. Is this response a military attack, not just on Hezbollah areas, but on Beirut civilian neighborhoods? Is that appropriate?
Well, I think the proximate reasons for Israel's military action in Lebanon, as well as its military action in Gaza, have to do with the abduction of its soldiers, but the real reasons are much deeper. As you know, 6 years ago, Israel withdrew from Lebanon. The United Nations certified that that withdrawal comported with international law, with the UN Security Council resolutions. And since then, Israel has been demanding that the central government in Lebanon extend its authority to its southern border, which is Israel's northern border. That has not happened, and instead, Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, has established itself there with thousands of rockets. So Israel has, I think, been looking for a moment in which to point out to the international community that it's intolerable for a sovereign country to be attacked from a neighboring country without that neighboring country's government taking responsibility for it.
Israel now says the attack is going to continue until Hezbollah is disarmed. Is that a realistic goal?
Probably not. I think the articulation of goals now has to be taken with a grain of salt. You've got a lot of audiences to be paying attention here. The Israelis are sending messages north to the non-Hezbollah Lebanese population. They're sending a message to Hezbollah. They're sending a message to their own population, which is now in the northern border, living in air raid shelters. A realistic outcome here is the beginning of a process in which the United Nations, the international community, puts pressure on Lebanon and helps Lebanon extend its authority to the south.
President Bush says again today Israel has a right to defend itself from attack by terrorists. But to an awful lot of the international community, the European Union has already spoken out, this just doesn't look like Israel is defending itself.
Well, I think the president's going to have to respond to that at the G8 summit in St. Petersburg. In fact, this is going to represent both a bit of a problem for the Bush administration as well as an opportunity. It's a problem because the United States policy is not exactly in line with our G8 colleagues. I think they'd like to see a bit tougher response to the Israeli activities, both in Lebanon and in Gaza. But it's an opportunity because the president, if he exercises leadership and starts to lay out some ideas and principles for both ending the immediate violence, but then having a pathway toward a political outcome, can actually mobilize support on the spot from seven other world leaders.
Well, maybe there is more of an opportunity here. A very interesting statement from the official Saudi press today. I'll just quote from it. A distinction must be made between legitimate resistance and uncalculated adventures undertaken by elements inside Lebanon. And this clearly seems to be referring to Hezbollah and this kidnapping. The statement goes on to say, these elements should bear the responsibility for their irresponsible actions. They alone should end the crisis they have created. This sounds as though it's a statement sympathetic to Israel coming from the official Saudi press agency, something I don't recall hearing before.
Well, it's more than interesting. It's extraordinary. The Saudis normally are very, very cautious in criticizing any other Arab party. Here, they have, in fact, distinguished between legitimate rights of people to defend themselves, and in this case, however, condemning Hezbollah for this, what they call the adventurism. That, I think, also gives some support to the idea that diplomacy right now can draw on an active level of support from the Arab world. You got the Saudis potentially on board. The Egyptians, I think, as they have in Gaza, I think they would be quite willing to play a positive role in Lebanon. And that gives you a lot of tools if you're trying to run a diplomatic process.
Daniel Kurtzer, former U.S. ambassador to Israel and to Egypt, now teaching at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School and speaking with us today from Israel. Mr. Ambassador, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.